Hello?
Hi, good morning. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Flash. Am I speaking with Sean?
This is he.
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you regarding your account. I understand you were considering canceling due to the website that we created wasn't to what you were expecting.
Well, I mean, the very first one before y'all started editing it was awesome. I even had a friend, several friends look at it and say, man, that's awesome. That looks awesome. It's professional looking. And then when I found mistakes and y'all went through and edited it, it doesn't. I even had a friend call me and said, hey, what's going on with your website? It looked awesome at one time, and now it looks like a kindergartner did it.
Strange.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like y'all, it's like somebody professionally designed it and then hands it over to a third grader to edit it.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking into the text messages that you sent. I was looking over those specific areas, for example, where your hours are listed and where it also says after hours and weekend services available. That should all be there. I don't see two logos. But what our technical team explained is when we're making changes to the website, if it's a website you're reviewing daily, sometimes you may just need to clear your cache or clear your history to see the updates. I'm not sure if that's what's happening in this case, but I can see the website looking actually really good right now. I'm not sure if you might just want to update that or check it on another device where you haven't checked the website yet.
Yes, ma'am. I've been checking it. I'll pull it up again.
Thank you. Yeah, if you don't mind just checking one more time here, because I am seeing it correctly, but I want to make sure.
No, it's not even pulling up. Let me make sure I spelled it correctly.
Okay. And that's ironmechanicalinc.com, right?
Yeah, it says it doesn't exist now.
That's
mother son of a bitch.
That's interesting. No, yeah, because it's coming up for me. Okay, so like I said, sometimes that happens when we're doing updates and it's a website you review frequently. So if you know how to clear your cache, that should fix it. That should fix that entirely.
All right, let's do it. I'm finally pulled up now. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay, we're down to just one logo. That's good. Let's go back to the main page.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hours are listed at the bottom. I prefer, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m., after hours and weekend services available at the very top.
Okay. Okay, so you want that above
the hour. They don't have to search for it.
Right.
I noticed y'all did change contractors to Iron Mechanical, Inc., so thank you for that. But now that all that's resolved, we need to go and the pictures just don't match the descriptions on the bottom. So either got to change the descriptions on the bottom, or I need to pick out the proper pictures for y'all to use, because they don't need to be looking at a picture of a boiler saying that we work on humidifiers.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's information that definitely needs to be updated. One thing that we can do, I can actually set up a 10 to 15 minute call with one of our custom website designers to go over that information, or if you would prefer to pick out photos and send them in an email, we can take care of it that way as well. What would you prefer?
You know, I'm not tech savvy, so let's schedule a 15 minute interview or appointment or whatever.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. So let me check the availability for that department. Okay, and what time do you have approximately? Is it about 11:21 a.m. your time right now?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me just see here. Okay, so I have something available for tomorrow at 3 p.m. your time. Would that be okay?
I actually have a site walkthrough visit tomorrow.
Okay.
From 2 to probably 4.
Okay, no worries. I have another availability actually it's really early. It's pretty early. It's at 7 a.m. Is that too early for you?
7 a.m. my time?
Yes, your time.
What day?
Tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow, the 2nd.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and set that up for tomorrow at 7 a.m. your time. And we will go ahead and go over those changes and make sure we have them done here correctly, Sean. And then,
appreciate you reaching out to me today.
Of course. No problem. And then just to let you know, for all the inconvenience and hassle, I did want to also offer a $75 service credit on your next bill. So that'll be applied towards your, March 11th bill. But if you ever need to discontinue, we just ask that you notify us at least 3 days before your billing date. That way we don't.
Okay.
We make sure not to bill you.
Well,
okay.
Hey, I mean, because the very first one was awesome. So, I mean, if we could just get all this editing done and get it looking as good or better as the original one, I'm perfectly happy with maintaining the relationship. I'm not a webmaster or a designer. I do heating and air. And that's it. I've had several people compliment me on it, and then they've called back and said, what's going on, man? It looks like the, you know, like my first grader's doing it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm really sorry about that, and we definitely have to make those changes and improve it on our end, since that's what we're here for. So thank you for allowing us to do that. Okay?
I appreciate you, and I look forward to, I guess, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning talking to whoever it is.
Yes. Okay, we'll reach out to you then. Thank you so much, Sean. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.